What does diving mean under letters and comments? In the last issue of the Maharishi, the Hridaya Kuhara Madhye verse is translated by BVN as follows. Within the cavity of the heart, pure Brahman as I shines with immediacy as the self, that is, as the soul or inner core of our personality. Therefore, either by seeking the self or diving in it or by means of pranayama, breath control, let thy mind enter the heart. Take thy firm stand as Atman, that is, be firm in self-realization. What does diving mean? Seeking seems to be self-inquiry, and pranayama is clear. The collected works has somewhat different translation, where diving is subsumed into seeking the self. Also, it is curious that Bhagavan did not explicitly mention surrender in some form. Maybe all this is useless philosophizing, but the question naturally arose when I read the translation, and hence I ask. California devotee. There does seem to be a controversy about the three paths, which is the title chapter 2 of Sri Ramana Gita. This chapter is solely based on Bhagavan's famous Hridaya Kuhara Madhye verse. The Sanskrit words Majjhatava in the verse, translated as diving deep or diving in, present some ambiguity as far as a separate path is concerned. It appears to indicate a separate path in the Sanskrit verse, but in translations from the Tamil or Telugu rendering of the same verse, diving in is not distinguished as a separate path, but rather an attribute of pursuing the inquiry or pranayama paths. However, there is little doubt that Ganapati Muni took Majjhatava to indicate a separate path. Otherwise, he would not have titled the chapter Margatraya Kathanam, the three paths. We know that Ganapati Muni intensely practiced mantra japa all his life. This was his method of tapas. Bhagavan instructed him to watch from whence the sound issues forth, and to do this is tapas. This may well be what the Muni understood to be the path of diving in. This meaning of the verse has been elaborated upon in a 1973 pamphlet written by Krishna Bhikshu, who also authored a detailed biography of the Maharishi titled Ramana Leela. The pamphlet is titled Sri Ramana Maharishi's Yoga Sutras. In it, he extracts 9 sutras from the Hridaya Kuhara Madhye verse and introduces a 10th sutra from chapter 5, verse 6 of Sri Ramana Gita. Krishna Bhikshu had a close association with Bhagavan and was a sincere sadhaka and scholar in his own right. So, we must give some credence to his commentary. His explanation of the third path is inclusive of the path of devotion and surrender. Though this path is not implicitly mentioned in the verse, it can be inferred indirectly. It is easily corroborated with the Maharishi's words in Upadesa Saram and Ulladu Narpudu, and the process is well understood by the majority of Bhagavan's practicing devotees. Since the third path is only indirectly posited in the verse, few have dared to delve into its meaning or comment on it. All this may sound academic or philosophizing, as you say, but as long as we sincerely seek the experience of what Bhagavan taught, rather than mere intellectual understanding, we will certainly come to know his ever-present grace sooner or later. Editor.